B95, good morning. You're on the radio.
Hello, Michael Walsh. This is Rob Palmieri.
Hey, Rob. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I got a number of people have called me up, I guess, when you're on the air. So I tried to get to the very tail end of where the mayor was, and I just wanted to have the opportunity to, if you would like to ask me some questions in reference to what transpired, I'd be more than happy to address to the best of my ability what transpired.
Okay. Well, yeah, Rob, I'd be happy to ask you some questions. It's Rob Palmieri now, I guess the former
former deputy commissioner, former codes commissioner, former weed and seed, yes.
Well, yeah, you've been through a lot of different titles in the short time just that I've been on the air. Of course, you know, codes went to the fire department there for a while, then it went back to you. So, and we really didn't get into specifics with the mayor concerning what happened, so I really can't ask you if there were any inconsistencies with what he said and what actually happened. So if you could, Rob, just kind of give me your story, you know, from the time you walked into work yesterday. Just kind of, tell me about the day.
Well, the day was very short, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I was in, and then I was out. But I think leading up to that is more of a story than anything else. When we go back with this instability somewhat of what has gone on between the codes department, where it was for a short period of time, if you look back, it was within the fire department with Chief Russ Brooks. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, it was taken from them for reasons which I disagreed at the time. And I was basically told at the time to take the position of codes or not,
okay,
or you're done.
Okay.
I mean, it was at that point. And mm-hmm. and I felt at the time, and quite frankly, I had a conversation with the mayor thinking that there was not the right thing to do, the lack of stability within the administration, 6 months with the codes going to the fire department and then taking it away from them, because unfortunately there was some type of a personality conflict going with the Chief Brooks and the mayor at the time. And I felt that it would be incumbent of myself to try to bring everybody together,
right,
and try to work out this program instead of taking it away from the fire department as it was. And I think at that point, I went on to work in the codes department, and all I received was accolades how great of a job that I was doing, along with my other responsibilities, which would be the weed and seed, which is you're dealing directly with, the gangs, the drugs, the problems of our streets, the nuisance abatements, and I was continuing to do that. So in light of what had transpired yesterday, the frustrating thing would be is the fact that when you have someone telling you that you're doing a great job, and I would have to say that being involved within the city for all these years, my hat goes off to the Utica Police Department, the Utica Fire Department, Codes Department, and everyone, because we really did work extremely hard together. I think we made some inroads within a short period of time in 6 months, mending that bridge within the Utica Fire Department and moving forward. So yesterday I was a little bit shocked, but as I stated in the paper and to WKTV back on December 1st, which I think this, has a little bit to do with it, the politics of it, which is, it's ruthless, but it is what it is. The mayor did approach me in the hallway after, I believe it was an ENA board meeting, with when he had a battle with Mike Seminaro and himself, mm-hmm. and he put his arm around me, and he said a little birdie told him that I was going to run in a primary against him. And I quite frankly looked at him, and I said, I've never said anything to anybody. I cannot stop people from asking me what my intentions are or I should run. You got to run or whatever it may be. And I told him if I ever had any visions of running, he would be the first person that I would tell about it. And I think that, unfortunately, that had something to do with it, and that's politics, and I understand that. I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to be involved within the city for all these years. I am certainly not going away. I will continue to be an activist within the city. I believe in the city. I truly do love it. And if you talk to anybody at any of the Neighborhood Watch, anybody, I'm on the street every day trying to make things better for people. I can't tell you the amount of phone calls and people coming to my home and just the outreach. I'm humbled by it. The negative is I don't have a job, but I certainly know the positive at this point is the outcry from the public. Mm-hmm. That has been calling me and just wishing me well and how sorry they are that somebody with the integrity that I had would have to go on through a circumstance like this.
So let me ask you this, Rob. Now that, all this has transpired and you're out of work, does that change your position on a primary with the mayor? Does this make you want to run?
Well, it certainly at this point is an option that I will look at. And as I said, with the volume of calls that have been coming in, people stopping over, I certainly do have more support than I really thought I had out there. And I'm talking about people that are just everyday people. And so that's something that, honestly, to make a decision, I'm going to let the dust settle. It's an emotional time now. I obviously do not have a job. I do not have a something to fall back on. I don't have a business to fall back on to. I don't have supplemental income. So the first thing I have to do is try to find a job somewhere, somehow, and then I will take a look at it. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the city. And that would be an option that I would be looking at down the road. But the option is obviously there at this point.
Mm-hmm. Rob Palmieri, the former Codes Enforcer, Codes Department Director?
Why don't we just keep it real simple, because all I really was and all I am is a public servant. That's all I am.
Okay. Rob, thank you so much. Listen, I'd like to get you in here, actually, into the studio, and we have a little bit more time to talk about this.
I would love to sit down and talk to you and anybody else.
All right, Rob, very good. Get back with me, or I'll get back with you, and we'll talk about it more.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much,
Rob. And thank the viewers and the listeners out there.
All right, take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.